very lucky that I can catch this session because I just arrived to Tunis, the unfamiliar country. But I'm still very hesitant to what to talk and what not to talk because I'm still in Chinese. I'm living in China and all my voice is maybe spreading online and maybe I was warned again by some anonymous guys in China from China government. Maybe I don't know who they are. Sometimes they will call me to warn me that if you still speak loud on internet or in some public space, maybe you should be cautious to about your family or yourself, you know. So my blog, my own blog, the asicmao.com, has been blocked for 3 months since September, you know. So I'm now living in, my blog is now living in a temp blog, which I myself invested in China called blogbus.com. The title is not asicmao.com. Because I just want to tell people that my asicmao.com has been blocked, so I just moved to a temp site to tell people I'm still alive and write some trivial things instead of some all the things I cared about. But just a day, 2 weeks ago, we had a successful Chinese blogger conference in Shanghai. Also, Rebecca attended this conference and moderated one panel. Global linking. What's the type of panel? I almost forgot the name. It's very successful because the conference is not registered in government police office because we just had a tricky organization publication. Because you know in China the public conference should be limited to 200 people. If over 200 people, it should be registered by the police officer and should be organized by an official organization or a big commercial organization. But to us, we are only a non-profit organization. We registered in Hong Kong and not actively offline working in China mainland. So we are so afraid. Before the conference, we were so afraid that the conference can be held normally and successfully. But eventually, we successfully held the conference and gathered over 200 bloggers in the conference because we chose a tricky place. It's just in a Chinese official working place. Is in the weekend of the China, so we successfully held the conference and no officials came here to interfere the conference. And the conference in the conference we also talk about the censorship. We have many small groups talk about the censorship in China and how people do self-police rather than the government-controlled media, because we have founded that in China, the free thinking is more important than the free speech right now, because many people are well educated to follow some normal rules defined by the government, you know. So our current opinion is that free thinking before free speech. Because if the main media in Western, they want to interview some Chinese bloggers or even some common some Chinese activists, they are so cautious to tell their real ideas, because they don't want to get trouble in China, you know. So many barriers to let Chinese people to tell people the truth. For example, just after the conference, some mainstream media outside China, they want to interview some bloggers in the conference. Although the bloggers, they privately talk about the censorship, I think very freely, but they hesitate to talk about the censorship to the mainstream media of outside world. So I think to solve the problem of censorship in China, as well in other countries, we should try to release their thinking barriers, release their thinking blocks in mind. Just like me, I have to carefully choose my word to speak in public space, you know. Otherwise, I maybe got more trouble, you know. So in the next days, or maybe in the next month, you know, I don't know the exact time, because different. We never know which department in China taking charge of all the things, you know, from the Communist Party, from government, from police offices. You know, we never know who is taking charge of this thing. Maybe many, many departments taking charge of this thing simultaneously. But sometimes you will get trouble if you irritate some of the departments. For example, to Wikipedia issue, you know, Wikipedia in China just been blocked maybe 4 weeks ago. The Wikipedia in China are trying to have some, getting some channel to complain and to explain to the government that the Wikipedia is a good place for education, for people to do lifelong learning, instead of to do some anti-government things. But they cannot find the right channel to explain to the government. No one accept their complaining, you know, of the any explanation to the issues. So it's a problem in China that the censorship is there, but we never know how to solve the problem. So my suggestion that we can try to build more channels to the Chinese bloggers, Chinese internet users, to let them to have more free thinking first, then they can try to release themselves to speak out, to have some free expression online, but step by step, don't try to force them to answer some question directly. So the BBC interview is very failure. That day, they are trying to ask some questions directly to the bloggers, but the bloggers refuse to answer directly, and the interviewer has to explain that the bloggers are self-policed, so they dare not to say something. And eventually the interview, I don't think, is not informative to tell people anything in about China, you know. So I think there are already maybe near 1 million active bloggers in China. They have actually reviewed a lot of things, although they don't dare to speak out directly, but the blog has many information in the blogosphere in China. So I think if we encourage them to blog, to become blogger, I think we can have more information about real information in this country. Also, I strongly suggest people in China to participate in the Global Voices, such as the Global Voices online project, to translate Chinese content into English and to a world of one-way word. You know, I have illustrated the one-way blogosphere last year in Harvard, that many people in outside China, they can only get information from the mainstream media, and they don't know what exactly happened in China because they don't know Chinese. They don't understand the language. So we are trying to use some bridging blogging technologies and methodologies to build a two-way channel to have the two worlds well communicate and understand each other. So I think to me, I will try to move my blog to an overseas hosting, because I cannot register my blog in China and become a legal blogger, you know, in China. I'm always in a dangerous situation. So I'm trying to move to outside world. Also, I and my team in our foundation, registered in Hong Kong, called Social Brain Foundation, we are trying to build some new projects to help Chinese bloggers to find new ways to do some free speech and to help more internet users to get free access to all the information, such as blogged in China, by supporting by the big companies such as Cisco, Yahoo, and Google. So people can free access the information they want to access. So our organization, the objective of our organization is to enable more people to do free access first, to do free thinking first. Then I believe we can get more free voices from China. Yeah. Okay, thank you.